Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com, June 20th, 2020.
Here's John the Baptist. John the Baptist's first interactions with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. A bunch of Pharisees and Sadducees were coming to John the Baptist for baptism. And the first thing he says to him is, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come." How about that for an introduction? "You're a brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" And he tells them to repent, and he says, do not suppose that you can say to yourselves, "We have Abraham for a father." Do not suppose that you can say that. "For I say to you that God is, even from these stones, God is able to raise up children." And he says, "The axe has already been laid at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and is thrown into the fire." It's cut down and thrown into the fire. So he's talking about hell for the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And he's calling them a brood of vipers. Let's go start at the beginning here. What's a brood and what's a viper? Well, the viper is the serpent. It's the snake. It's the devil. And brood is his children. And with the fall of man, Genesis chapter 3, "And dust you will eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on her heel." So right there, God says that the devil's going to have his own seed, between your seed and her seed. And there's going to be enmity between the two. So the devil's seed, who's the devil's seed? Well, the devil's seed is obviously the Pharisees and the Sadducees. "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Not good news. So let's go into John here. John chapter 5, verse 45. Jesus is talking to the Jews. He says, "Don't think I'm going to accuse you before the Father. There's somebody else who accuses you, and that's Moses, upon whom you have set your hope. But if you had believed in Moses, you would have believed in me, for he wrote about me. But if you don't believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" So this tells me right here that the Jews didn't believe in the writings of Moses. They set up their own religion. He says, if you had believed in Moses, you would believe in me. The Jews were trying to kill Jesus. John 7, verse 1. "After these things, Jesus was walking in Galilee, for he was unwilling." Galilee what? Galilee of the Gentiles. Hello, knock, knock. "After these things, Jesus was walking in Galilee of the Gentiles, for he's one unwilling to walk in Judea, land of the Jews, because the Jews were seeking to kill him." And here is Jesus' interactions with the Jewish leaders. For you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would have known my Father also. So this does not sound to me like Jesus is accepting Judaism as anything legitimate whatsoever. "For you neither know me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would have known my Father also." John 8:19. Chapter 8, verse 24 of John. "Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins." He's telling this to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the scribes, the Jewish leaders. I mean, this represents Judaism. "Therefore I say to you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins." John 8, verse 44. Turns around, looks right at him. And he says, "You are of your father, the devil." John 8, 44. "You are of your father, the devil." That's what Jesus Christ is saying to the Jewish leaders. John 8, 47. "For this reason, you do not hear, because you are not of God." You are not of God. Now imagine that. There's this whole Christian movement. I want to say cult, but that's a little strong. Maybe I haven't had enough coffee this morning. There's a whole Christian belief system about the Jews being the chosen people of God. And it is true that once upon a time, clearly Abraham was chosen, Isaac was chosen, Jacob was chosen, who was renamed Israel. The 12 tribes were formed into a nation. They were brought out of the land of Egypt and given the promised land. And Christians have almost made a cult out of Jew worship. But here's what Jesus Christ said. John 8:44, you are of your father, the devil. How about that? You are of your father, the devil. I guess Jesus wasn't a good evangelical Christian, was he? For this reason you did not hear. Hear what? Hear Jesus. Jesus says to the Jews, for this reason you did not hear, because you are not of God. Jesus Christ tells the Jews, you are not of God. In what sense are the Jews the chosen people again? Can you remind me of that? Is Jesus wrong here? And Jesus says, John 8:58, before Abraham was born, I am. So there's a big break with the Jews here at the time of Jesus Christ. Big break. John 5:22, for not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all will honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. I can tell you pretty clearly that Judaism in no way, shape, or form honors Jesus Christ. It's a rejection of Jesus Christ. And Judaism emerged before Jesus Christ. And they did not follow the teachings of Moses. They did not follow the law and the prophets. That's why Jesus can come out and say, if you had believed in Moses, you would have believed in me. And he says in John chapter 5, it's the scriptures that testify about me. So why, were these God's chosen people? Jesus Christ says, I and the Father are one. Pretty hard to parse that. I and the Father are one. This is what Jesus Christ says. I and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. Who's Jesus Christ? A good teacher? Jesus says, I and the Father are one. John 10:26. He says again to the Jews, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. Oh, the Jews are God's chosen people. Uh-huh. Okay. So is Jesus wrong? Is Jesus wrong? Is Jesus wrong? That's all I want to know. Is Jesus wrong? Jesus says, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. So you tell me, is Jesus wrong? I and the Father are one, he says. The Jews picked up stones to stone him, to murder him. The Jews. The who? The Jews. The who? The Jews. The Jews. Is the Bible wrong? Did the Bible make a mistake here? Huh? John 10, verse 30. I and the Father are one. Verse 31. The Jews picked up stones to stone him, and Jesus said to them, I showed you my good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me? And the Jews answered, for good work we do not stone you. The Jews answered. Who answered? The Jews answered. For good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself out to be God. It's very clear to the Jews what Jesus Christ just said. It's very, very clear. They didn't wonder. It wasn't a mystery. It wasn't some riddle. It wasn't a parable. Jesus Christ comes out. He tells the Jews, I and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. And they're going to stone him for making himself out to be God. Verse 33. And I've had people tell me sometimes that Jesus Christ never claimed to be God. I dispute that. The words of Jesus Christ dispute that. I and the Father are one. And the Jews picked up stones to murder him, and they understood what he said. He said, "You make yourself out to be God." They understood very clearly what he was saying. You make yourself out to be God. And Jesus said, "I said, quote, I am the Son of God." And then he goes on, verse 38, John chapter 10, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father. Wow. The Father is in me and I am in the Father. John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. How about that for exclusiveness? No one comes through the Father but through me. Nobody goes to God except for through Jesus Christ. Because he and the Father are one. If you want to see God, go see Jesus. John 14, verse 9, he who has seen me has seen the Father. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. John 14, 9 through 11. John 15, 23. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have seen and hated me and my Father as well. Now they have both seen and hated me and my Father as well. But they have done this to fulfill the word that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. Pretty clear here. Now, did Jesus make a mistake? Was Jesus a bad evangelical Christian for speaking bad things about the Jews? Here's Jesus Christ again, John 17, verse 3. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Book of Acts here. This is Stephen speaking to the Jews. He says, our fathers were unwilling to be obedient to him, to who? To God, but repudiated him in their hearts and turned back to Egypt, saying to Aaron, make us gods that will go before us. Verse 52, which of the prophets, he's talking to the Jews, which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? They killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. Who betrayed Jesus Christ? The Jews. Who murdered Jesus Christ? The Jews. Or is the Bible wrong? Or was Stephen not a good evangelical Christian? What's going on here, folks? This is Stephen talking to the Jews. To which of the prophets is your fathers not persecute? They killed those who had previously announced the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have become. And Peter said the same thing. Acts 2:23. This man, Jesus, delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. Therefore, let all of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Outside of Jesus Christ, there's no knowledge of God, and there's no salvation. Nobody who rejects Jesus Christ as God in the flesh, can be saved. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. He said, if you reject me, you reject the Father. Oh, should we make this clear? How about if we go to Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. This is Jesus Christ himself talking. And he says to one of the churches, I know the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Kind of goes back to Genesis 3:15, doesn't it? I know the blasphemy of those who say, he's writing this to Christians, who say they're Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Revelation 3, verse 9. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan. The what? The synagogue? What's a synagogue? Well, that's where the Jews worship. That's where the Jews have their religious ceremony. What does Jesus say about the synagogue? He says, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews but are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you. So I don't know. I don't understand this elevation of Jews to God's chosen people when they reject Jesus Christ. I guess that's just a modern heresy. Jesus says, everyone who confesses me before men, I will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. Whoever denies me before men, I will deny him before my Father is in heaven, who is in heaven. It's Jesus. It's Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And the heart of Judaism is a rejection of God. I don't care what you think. I'm just telling you what Jesus Christ said. The heart of Judaism is the rejection of God. Jesus said, you guys search the scriptures, but the scriptures point to me. And he says, if you had believed in Moses, you would have believed in me. So, you know, I don't know why somebody can say that, you know, Judaism respects the scriptures. If they did, they would worship Jesus Christ. Let's go over to Matthew. Oh, you don't even want to go here. You don't want to hear what I have to say about this. We can go a long ways into this. Here's Jesus calling the Jews. So the Jews come up and they say to Jesus, and they said, this man cast out demons only by Beelzebul, the ruler of demons. Jesus' response is, I'll tell you something. Any sin or blasphemy will be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. So that's his response. The Pharisees blaspheme against the Spirit of God. And Jesus said, blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it can be forgiven him. Saul's a good example of that. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or the age to come. Either make a tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers. You what? You brood of vipers. What? You children of Satan. How can you, being evil, speak what is good? So, you know, I don't know. It seems to be widespread in evangelical Christianity to bow down and worship the Jews as God's chosen people. Then you go back and you read what Jesus Christ said, and you wonder what's wrong with the church. You know, what happened to you, church? What's wrong with you? Why? Here's Jesus, Matthew chapter 15. This is really important. The Pharisees and the scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and says, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? The what? The tradition of the elders. Why do they break the tradition of the elders? What's the tradition of the elders? It's the traditions of the elders that were passed down through oral tradition that became the Talmud. And Jesus answered him, he says, why do you yourself transgress the commandment of God? The commandment of God for the sake of your tradition. For God said, and here's the one verse that Jesus Christ reached out to. God said, honor your father and mother. He who speaks evil of father or mother shall be put to death. It's interesting that of all the commandments, he chose that one. And we live in a day and a generation where slandering one's parents seems to be not only in vogue, but it seems to be demanded by these people that spout off traditions of the elders. And there seems to be a demand that white people dishonor their ancestors, publicly dishonor and shame their ancestors by calling them racists. And I don't think this is very impressive. Jesus says, why do you break the commandment of God in order to keep up with your traditions of men? Calling somebody a racist, the crime of being a racist, is kind of like, you know, it's not the commandment of God, it's the traditions of elders. Somebody came along and they invented a new sin and said it's the sin of racism. And, you know, why do you break the commandment of God that says honor your father and mother in order to elevate your traditions above the commandment of God? You hypocrites, Jesus said, rightly did Isaiah prophesy to you. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, they teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. Is this not what society does today, including in the church? Teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. Teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. Teaching as doctrines the precepts of men. To the law and to the testimony. If they don't have this, it's because they have no light. Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be uprooted. Let them alone. They're blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides the blind, they will both fall into the pit. Who are the blind guides of the blind? It's the Pharisees, the scribes, people that invent traditions and put them above the Word of God.
Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com, June 20th, 2020.